Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to chat about phone and internet plans and maybe throw in a little bit about streaming services. There are so many choices out there that it can get confusing and quite pricey. Apparently, according to one research, the average Australian will spend $78,000 on their internet costs during their lifetime, $41,000 on their mobile phone costs, and $19,300 on their streaming services. So that's quite a big chunk of a typical household budget. But if you take the time to find the right phone and internet plan for you and your family, you can potentially save hundreds of dollars while enjoying fast internet at home. Here to show us the way is Alex Horosh, Managing Editor at Whistleout, Australia's phone and internet comparison site. Alex, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
No worries. I'm quite excited. I am keen to save money on my phone and internet bills myself, so I'll be taking notes.
Excellent.
First of all, for those who haven't heard of Whistleout before, can you tell us briefly about what you do?
So we're a comparison website that focuses exclusively on the telecommunications sector. So there are plenty of other comparison websites around, but like our niche is telco. So we try and help you find the best plan for you, whether it's a mobile plan or an internet plan. We compare over 30 different telcos, and that covers obviously the big guys like Telstra, Optus, and TPG. But we also track plans from smaller providers you might not have heard of, like Circles.life or Moose Mobile, which is a small provider based in Brisbane.
Excellent. So we'll kick off with the phone plans first, right? There are so many types of phone plans out there. Can you break it down for our listeners in terms of price range? What are the best offerings in the market?
So that's a big question. A phone plan can go from, you know, anywhere around like as little as $10 per month to almost $100. And like that's when you exclude your actual handset repayments. So obviously, like the more you spend, the more data you'll get each month. So we kind of think, like our approach is that you should really right-size your plan to your needs. For most, around 30 gigabytes of data should be pretty good. You don't need a 300 gigabyte plan unless you're, you know, really hammering your phone every month. So 30 gigabytes of data right now for like a SIM-only plan, you can probably get that for around $30 a month from a provider like Belong or Circles.life or TPG. Like a great way to save money is to look beyond the big guys, especially if you've already got a phone you like. So like Telstra, Optus, and Vodafone are all more expensive than the smaller brands that operate on their networks. And since we have the same networks, you're still kind of getting the same level of service. It's just coming from a smaller brand.
And what kind of price difference are we talking about when you do the research and not just, you know, automatically go with the more popular brands? Are we talking $5 or $10 difference?
So for example, Telstra's budget brand, Belong, its cheapest plan is $25 per month with 20 gigabytes. But then Telstra's cheapest plan starts at $58.
Wow.
Yeah, like it can be a pretty significant difference. And the Telstra plan has 40 gigabytes of data, so you are getting more data. But if you're not going to be using those 40 whole gigabytes, then why are you spending more?
Yes.
And I think, you know, like when you're looking for a new phone plan, check your existing data usage and just find a plan that matches your needs. Like, don't pay for more data than you're using, because otherwise you're just wasting money.
Yes, definitely. And so we're talking about data, so it probably makes sense to talk about internet plans as well, because you'll have data on your phone, but you also have data at home. So tell us a little bit more about the latest internet plans out there.
So with the NBN, pretty much every plan is unlimited now. So you're not really picking a data allowance, you're more so picking what speed you want your plan to be. So there's six different speeds, and you know, they can get quite expensive at the high end, but you know, most people don't need a plan that fast. For an average household, again, like you want to right size your speed to what you're doing. So if it's just like, you know, a household of four or five, an NBN 50 plan, which is pretty middle of the road, 50 megabits per second download, 20 megabits per second upload, is pretty good for like, you know, maybe like two people working from home and, you know, like four people streaming in the evening. Like that's still enough to comfortably have four different high definition Netflix streams going at once while also scrolling through TikTok on your phone. So like, that's pretty good. You know, you might like want to look for something faster. You know, if you've got like gamers in the family who like to regularly download new release titles, or, you know, like if you're just one person, maybe an NBN 25 plan is enough for you. It's, you know, about making the right choices for your needs, because there's not really a one size fits all solution. It's about right sizing.
Yes. I do like that, you know, talking about right sizing your usage. Thank goodness we don't have any gamers in my household, but I know that that must be quite intense in terms of your daily consumption of data.
So gaming actually uses less data than streaming when you're just playing games online. Like it's actually not very data intensive, but if you're downloading new games, that's where you can maybe be a little bit surprised, for example. So like a new release title can be around like up to 100 gigabytes these days.
Wow.
Like if you've got a latest Xbox or PlayStation 5. So that's a pretty big download. And, you know, if you're on a slow NBN plan, that could take days to download.
My goodness. By that time, the game's already old, or, you know, they've moved on to the next update. Now, you talked about right sizing. So let's say you have a household with maybe 3 to 4 phone users. And yes, everyone's got their own kind of streaming service of choice. Are there any packages out there that offer family discounts?
So Vodafone's a great option if you're looking at family discounts. So if you're a Vodafone mobile customer, you can save $15 per month off most of its internet plans, whether they're NBN, 4G or 5G. But Vodafone also offers some discount bundles for its mobile plans and families. So for every plan you've got on your account after the first, you can save 5% on your bill up to a maximum of 20%. Mm. So this is just like your plan fees. It excludes handset repayments.
Yes.
But it's a good way to, you know, with even two plans, you're still saving an extra 5% each month. And, you know, there are other providers that do this. Aldi Mobile has a family plan as well. Optus has a family plan that gives you a pretty large allowance that you can split over 4 SIMs. But Vodafone tends to be the most holistic option in terms of, okay, well, it's really easy to just put everything on one account, get a discount. You know, you can add on phones if you need phones, which you won't save money on, but it's still one bill, as well as get your internet at the same time.
Yes, and definitely here at Money, we're all about just saving anywhere, even 5% can be quite significant over time. There's research out there that shows we spend as much as $41,000 on our mobile phone expenses throughout our lifetime. I mean, that's a car, right? Or, you know, something significant.
A few holidays.
Yes, that's a trip around Europe for sure. Now, we all love promos. Are there particular times in the year that telcos offer the highest discounts or the best promos?
We've actually started to see telcos get in on the Black Friday bandwagon lately. So yeah, just in the lead up to Christmas, we've seen some pretty good deals on Black Friday. So that's coming up soon. So definitely keep your eyes out around then. The end of financial year can also be a great time to save on telco. It's something that we've also seen like telcos doing like end of like financial year sales, especially around like if you're looking for a new phone or a new tablet, it can be a great time to upgrade. And often, like we've seen telcos offering like really good deals around like major phone releases, like the iPhone 14, the recent Samsung phones that just came out, where, you know, they're really trying to incentivize you for getting in early. So with the iPhone 14, we saw like a lot of like incentives around trading in your old phone and getting extra credit for it. And like with the Samsung phones, you normally get in like a lot of like pre-order bonuses, like bonus earbuds, and, you know, and in some cases even a saving on the phone for buying it early. So like if you are looking at a new phone, getting in early tends to be the best bet if you're ready to upgrade. Like obviously, like don't buy a new phone just for the sake of buying a phone, but
yes.
Yeah, like if you're in the market, like that release period tends to be a great time to
yes.
get a little bit of extra value.
And that's a departure from where we were in the past, where you pay a premium for getting in early, right? Now they're rewarding you for buying in early.
Well, products will still obviously always get cheaper over time, but we are still, and we still do see discounts for older product gets. You know, Samsung phones tend to see pretty significant discounts, you know, maybe like half a year in. But it's a little bit of both. There's benefits to waiting and there's benefits to going in early. And sometimes, you know, like it becomes a question of what's more important to you. Would you rather, you know, get a value add, like bonus headphones or extra trade-in value for your own old phone? Or would you like rather wait a little bit longer and see if there's a cheaper price?
Yeah, so it's just weighing the pros and cons and, you know, the timing as well for you.
Exactly, because you should just upgrade when it's right for you. Like, we don't need, like, phones are great these days. Like, we don't need to, like, upgrade, like, day one unless your old phone's a bit busted.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Alex, you know I'm going to ask you this, but with the recent privacy data breach with Optus users, for example, or Optus account holders, there may be a lot of people out there that are thinking of switching plans or kind of moving to another provider mid-contract. So do you have any kind of recommendations for them or any tips?
So I think the important thing to remember is that you can always keep your number. Your right to your phone number is protected by law. So leaving Optus or leaving any provider doesn't mean you lose your phone number. And like, we know that's always a big concern, and it's something that a lot of Australians like aren't aware of. So like, you can switch and you can keep your number. And so if you're on an Optus mobile plan and like you recently, like, and you're midway through paying off a phone, you can leave early, but you probably will be asked to pay out the remainder of your handset fees. So if you've been with Optus for 2 years and you've got 1 year left in your 3 year term, then, you know, you might be have to like, just like pay off the remaining $400 off your phone if you bought a $1,200 phone, for example. But if you just signed a new contract with Optus and, you know, at the start of a 36-month repayment, then you'd probably be looking at paying off your full phone. Similarly, on Optus internet plans, like if you've got your NBN with Optus and you've been with Optus for less than 3 years, you'll need to pay out the remainder of your modem. So this is a maximum of $252, and essentially it gets cheaper for every month you've already been with Optus. I think it's a discount of $7 every month. And I think, you know, but it is always worth having the conversation with a telco and seeing if there's anything they can do in terms of like waiving some of the fees, especially given, you know, everything.
Yes.
So yeah, like it doesn't hurt to ask and see what they can do.
Yes. So there's still scope to negotiate with your phone plan provider or internet plan provider.
Yeah, like I think it's always worth having that conversation.
Yeah.
Like the worst they can say is no.
Yes, it's definitely, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are going to all the Optus branches at the moment looking at their options, for sure.
Almost certainly.
Now, any other savings hacks that you can share with our listeners when it comes to their, you know, phone and internet needs or even streaming services as well?
Of course. So let's start with internet. So if you want to get the best value from your NBN plan, you should be swapping providers every 6 months. So there's a whole lot of providers these days that offer discounts to new customers, and these discounts tend to last for the first 6 months of your plan. These plans are all contract free. So but when your discount's up, you can just use Whistleout to find another plan that has a 6 month discount. And these discounts can be between like between $10 and $20 per month. So it's a pretty good saving, and it can bring, you know, like make up NBN 50 plan a lot more affordable and just like kind of try and keep your monthly bill down under 60 per month, which is pretty good for NBN 50 and for NBN 100. If you need those faster speeds, you can probably keep it almost under 70 per month in some cases. So if you're like, it's a little bit of extra legwork, because you are swapping every 6 months, but, you know, it does keep your bill as low as it can be. The other alternative that's happening now is 5G home internet, and it tends to be a lot cheaper than the NBN, at least, you know. So say if you're looking at TPG, its cheapest NBN 50 plan is around 75 per month, but its same speed 5G home internet plan is 60 per month. So that's a 15 per month saving. So if you can get coverage, then yeah, it's a really good option to consider. And most providers doing 5G home internet are also offering your first month free. So you don't even have to cancel your NBN to try it. You can sign up for a month, try it, see if it works for you. And if you're happy, yeah, cancel your NBN. If you're not, you just send back for modem and you haven't paid a thing. For one exception is Optus, who have a few clauses about actually leaving early. So don't try it with Optus.
All right. So just make sure that you read the fine print, I guess, in terms of the clauses and all of that. You know, that is a really handy tip because we always tell our listeners and our readers that you need to look at your home loan and make sure that you're with a bank that offers the best interest rate and that you should switch to another home loan. But no one really thinks about switching phone plans and internet plans every 6 months. But if you're looking at a savings of anywhere between maybe $100 to $150, it's definitely worth it, right?
Yeah, it definitely adds up. And like, I guess like on the streaming services front, I think it's worth always like looking at what you're using and how much. And, you know, like if you're not watching a service, like don't just send forget, like cancel it and then resubscribe when there's actually a show that, you know, you actually want to watch is on there. Like I'm a bit guilty of this. Like I've kept my Stan subscription going, even though I haven't watched anything since Better Call Saul finished. So I should probably cancel that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's one of those things where it's really easy to kind of let things just run in the background, even if you're not using them.
Yes. I think a lot of people have cottoned on to, let's say, maybe using Disney Plus for 3 months and then using Amazon or HBO. So, but yeah, it's just a matter of not paying for the full year when you only maybe watch a couple of shows.
Exactly. Yeah, it just like takes a little bit of like extra. Oh, it doesn't even take that long. Canceling a streaming service only takes a few minutes. It's just about like sitting down and doing it.
Yes, exactly. Now, I think we'll have to call it a day, but thank you so much for coming onto the show and giving us all those handy tips. I'm certainly going to check my internet plan after this and sharing all your insights. So thank you, Alex. It's been great chatting.
Thanks so much for having me, Michelle.
No dramas. So before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all our financial news and stories. So that's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.